Apache creation story, animals, elements, the solar system, and natural phenomena are revered by the Apaches. That which is beyond their understanding is always ascribed to the supernatural. In the beginning, nothing existed. No earth, no sky, no sun, no moon. Only darkness was everywhere. Suddenly from the darkness emerged a thin disk, one side yellow and the other side white, appearing suspended in midair. Within the disk sat a small, bearded man, Creator, the one who lives above. As if waking from a long nap, he rubbed his eyes and face with both hands. When he looked into the endless darkness, light appeared above. He looked down, and it became a sea of light. To the east, he created yellow streaks of dawn. To the west, tints of many colors appeared everywhere. There were also clouds of different colors. Creator wiped his sweating face and rubbed his hands together, thrusting them downward. Behold, a shining cloud upon which sat a little girl. "Stand up and tell me where you're going," said Creator, but she did not reply. He rubbed his eyes again and offered his right hand to the girl without parents. "Where did you come from?" she asked, grasping his hand. "From the east, where it is now light," he replied, stepping upon her cloud. "Where is the earth?" she asked. "Where is the sky?" he asked and sang. "I am thinking, thinking, thinking what I shall create next." He sang four times, which was the magic number. Creator brushed his face with his hands, rubbed them together, then flung them wide open. Before them stood Sun Spirit. Again, Creator rubbed his sweaty brow, and from his hands dropped Small Boy. All four spirits sat in deep thought upon the small cloud. "What shall we make next?" asked Creator. "This cloud is much too small for us to live upon." Then he created Tarantula, Big Dipper, Wind, Lightning Maker, and some western clouds in which to house Lightning Rumbler, which he just finished. Creator sang, "Let us make Earth. I am thinking of the Earth, Earth, Earth. I am thinking of the Earth." He sang four times. All four spirits shook hands. In doing so, their sweat mixed together and Creator rubbed his palms, from which fell a small, round, brown ball, not much larger than a bean. Creator kicked it and it expanded. Girl without parents kicked the ball and it enlarged more. Sun Spirit and Small Boy took turns giving it hard kicks, and each time the ball expanded. Creator told Wind to go inside the ball and to blow it up. Tarantula spun a black cord and, attaching it to the ball, crawled away fast to the east, pulling on the cord with all his strength. Tarantula repeated with a blue cord to the south, a yellow cord to the west, and a white cord to the north. With mighty pulls in each direction, the brown ball stretched to immeasurable size. It became the earth. No hills, mountains, or rivers were visible. Only smooth, treeless, brown plains appeared. Creator scratched his chest and rubbed his fingers together, and there appeared Hummingbird. "Fly north, south, east, and west, and tell us what you see," said Creator. "All is well," reported Hummingbird upon his return. "The earth is most beautiful, with water on the west side, but the earth kept rolling and dancing up and down. So Creator made four giant posts, black, blue, yellow, and white, to support the earth. Wind carried the four posts, placing them beneath the four cardinal points of the earth. The earth sat still. Creator sang, "World is now made, and now sit still," which he repeated four times. Then he began a song about the sky. None existed, but he thought there should be one. After singing about it four times, 28 people appeared to help him make a sky above the earth. Creator chanted about making chiefs for the earth and sky. He sent Lightning Maker to encircle the world, and he returned with three uncouth creatures, two girls and a boy found in a turquoise shell. They had no eyes, ears, hair, mouths, noses, or teeth. They had arms and legs, but no fingers or toes. Sun Spirit sent for Fly to come and build a sweat house. Girl without parents covered it with four heavy clouds. In front of the east doorway, she placed a soft red cloud for a foot blanket to be used after the sweat. Four stones were heated by the fire inside the sweat house. The three uncouth creatures were placed inside. The others sang songs of healing on the outside until it was time for the sweat to be finished. Out came the three strangers who stood upon the magic red cloud blanket. Creator then shook his hands toward them, giving each one fingers, toes, mouths, eyes, ears, noses, and hair. Creator named the boy Sky Boy to be chief of the Sky People. One girl he named Earth Daughter to take charge of the earth and its crops. The other girl he named Pollen Girl and gave her charge of health care for all Earth People. Since the earth was flat and barren, Creator thought it fun to create animals, birds, trees, and a hill. He sent Pigeon to see how the world looked. 4 days later, he returned and reported all is beautiful around the world, but 4 days from now, the water on the other side of the earth will rise and cause a mighty flood. Creator made a very tall pinyon tree. Girl without parents covered the tree framework with pinyon gum, creating a large, tight ball. In 4 days, the flood occurred. Creator went up on a cloud, taking his 28 helpers with him. Girl without parents put the others into the large, hollow ball, closing it tight at the top. In 12 days, the water receded, leaving the float ball high on a hilltop. The rushing floodwater changed the plains into mountains, hills, valleys, and rivers. Girl without parents led the spirits out from the float ball onto the new earth. She took them upon her cloud, drifting upward until they met Creator with his helpers, who had completed their work making the sky during the flood time on earth. Together, the two clouds descended to a valley below. There, girl without parents gathered everyone together to listen to Creator. "I am planning to leave you," he said. "I wish each of you to do your best toward making a perfect, happy world. You, Lightning Rumbler, shall have charge of clouds and water. You, Sky Boy, look after all Sky People. You, Earth Daughter, take charge of all crops and Earth People. You, Pollen Girl, care for their health and guide them. You, Girl Without Parents, I leave you in charge over all." Creator then turned toward Girl Without Parents, and together they rubbed their legs with their hands and quickly cast them forcefully downward. Immediately between them arose a great pile of wood, over which Creator waved a hand, creating fire. Great billowy clouds of smoke at once drifted skyward. Into this cloud, Creator disappeared. The other spirits followed him in other clouds of smoke, leaving the 28 workers to people the earth. Sun Spirit went east to live and travel with the sun. Girl without parents departed westward to live on the far horizon. Small Boy and Pollen Girl made cloud homes in the south. Big Dipper can still be seen in the northern sky at night, a reliable guide to all.